Okay, so Mike, it's your 25-year anniversary tour for you guys. That's sort of almost longer than marriages today. So apart from the tour, did you guys celebrate in any way? You know, any cards given? Roses? Go out for dinner?
No.
Oh. But it is a huge achievement. Sorry, go on.
Well, the thing is that we, and I'm trying to account for the delay as well. But anyway, no, we basically were tired on any off nights, and a couple of the guys just decided, you know, to just sleep as much as possible on those off days. So we didn't do any special dinner, but we usually go out a few times. But the other thing is that we're together every night, and after each show, we talk about the show and we eat food, and you know, we just gather in the bus and we talk.
Oh.
So we see each other a lot.
Family. But it's an absolutely huge achievement. And I was speaking to Roger Glover from Deep Purple recently, and we were talking about whether sort of new bands could have a massive career like yours or like Deep Purple's today, you know, with the amount of music that's out there and the state of the industry that it is and the way people consume music. What do you think about this? Can new bands have a career that is like yours?
That all depends on how much of a perspective everybody has on really truly what's going on. And that can work both ways. Let me explain what I mean. Bands that stay together really are nothing more than a reflection of people that stay together. And there are different reasons people have for staying together. Bands that would like to have a career that spans more than 2 decades have to have a couple of things in common. They have to all be getting something out of it by way of finances. I mean, it has to work out like that because, after all, the purpose of a job is to take care of your family, you know, or to you know, survive. I mean, it is a mechanism of survival. If you really, really think about it, it is a job. So it has to satisfy taking care of things in your life. And those are secular things like, you know, material things, eating, buying food. I mean, I already said that, eating, a place to live, things like that. And the other part of it is it's satisfying things of the spirit. You know, are you playing music that makes you happy? And is that an important enough part of your life that you're going to stick it out? So that all comes down in the end to how people communicate. And I think when bands last, it's because a number of people in the band are able to basically let somebody else have their way in many cases. And sometimes bands take turns doing that. Sometimes it's usually one or two people in the band. You know what I'm saying? It's like if I look at Aerosmith, Steven Tyler is a very strong personality, and I know him very well. And he is just the type of guy that demands excellence on all levels. Now, sometimes that rubs people the wrong way that may come across the band, and sometimes it doesn't. But for somebody like me, who was with Extreme when I toured with Aerosmith, I saw that quality in Steven. And that only did not have a negative effect on me. It has a positive effect. In other words, I really like that about people that strive and, you know, they push you. Not everybody can handle that. So clearly, Joe Perry to me is a songwriter that's able to work with Steven and the other three guys, Brad, Joey, and Tom, clearly are guys that can let Steven be that way. Do you know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
It's
Absolutely.
like,
I think you have to have
it's
that
a...
in you. You want to strive for that excellence, don't you? Otherwise, it won't last your career, especially in the creative world that you guys are in. You've got to be you're the best that you are.
Yeah, yes, and we definitely share that. So, you know, look, for a band to last, somebody has to step out of the way, somebody moves forward. Eventually, if those paths crisscross in an unpleasant way, those are the bands that don't last, or people that don't last. And if you allow those things to occur, that's who lasts. And I think that's what it all comes down to. But again, I want to reiterate that my initial answer to the question, which is, are you getting something secular out of it, and are you getting something more spiritual out of it? And you can interpret those words however you like, but that's what it really is. And at the end of the day, either you are the person that is kind of pushing your way, or you are the person that is letting someone else do that. And that's how people survive. And you can give and take, but that's the only thing I see is a big telltale sign of who lasts and who doesn't.
It's a good observation as well. So you've been doing this for quite a long time, as we've discovered. And hopefully, I think if I was doing my job for 25 plus years, I'd be good at it, which you are, and I'd also find it easier. So I ask you that question: do you find it easier to make a record now, or harder, because you do strive to be better than the last?
Well, it depends on what kind of record, with who, and how. For example, I find it easier in general and overall to make any record with anybody, because I am so much more able to communicate with people, and I'm so much more able to interpret what other people think. So way back when, any record I made had to have, on the drum end of things, it had to have a certain level of my complete expression. And these days, it doesn't really need to have too much of that, because I'm kind of satisfied in being able to play well enough. Like, I'm never going to be good enough, ever, never. And that's fantastic, and I love that. But years ago, I would have to put certain drum expressions in to feel well, to feel like I was getting something out of me and sharing it. And these days, it's not that I'll play anything, but it's that I find a way to be happy playing many different things, either because they involve some level of skill that I can show that I can do, or that I can at least show that I can play something someone else thinks is great, and I find that satisfying. So, you know, it's just that I've expanded my database of what I allow and what makes me happy, and I'm a lot less about me and a lot more about the group or the people that I'm working with.
That's a good answer. Good answer. Now then, a big tour ahead of you, a huge tour, selling out in some places as well. I always ask bands this, whilst you are on tour, apart from the instruments, what is one item that you absolutely have to have on tour with you?
My phone, my smartphone.
Are you a little bit addicted to the screen?
No, I'm not addicted to it. I'm very dependent on it. Excuse me. In other words, I have many, my life is extremely diverse when it comes to different kinds of business and different layers of family and friends. Also, with my own development, I read iBooks on it. I use it as a music tool for songwriting. I sing audio notes in it all the time so I can document all the ideas I have that I later transfer. I use it as a song learning device. It's vital.
It's a tool.
You know, and plus, having a family at home, I mean, they need to have a way to get a hold of me under any circumstance, whereas I can filter. In other words, my family really is, and the tour manager are the only two entities that can get a hold of me anytime. Everyone else